It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. On Tuesday, the Trump administration enacted a new round of tariffs on a variety of building products, including lumber, kitchen and bathroom cabinets, and furniture, among other things.
Timber and lumber now have an extra 10% tariff, and tariffs on kitchen and bathroom cabinets have gone up 25%. They're scheduled to climb to 50% on January 1st. Furniture also faces a 25% tariff.
How will this affect the lumber and furniture industries here in Wisconsin? Depends on a lot of factors that could be different from company to company. We're checking in now with two business owners for a look at that impact. First, Larry Krieger is co-owner and vice president of Krieger Lumber in Valders. The company sells primarily hardwood lumber used in furniture, cabinets, and flooring. Larry, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, before we get into tariffs, can you tell us about your business, the kind of wood Krieger Lumber is selling, and where it's going?
So Krieger Lumber Company is a sawmill. We do some logging and trucking, and we take the trees from the forest and produce hardwood lumber. For those that don't know, that's like the oak and the maple, the ash and the cherry, but not necessarily the pine.
And then what are we making mostly out of that hardwood when we buy it from you?
The hardwood lumber is primarily used for a lot of the higher-end products, like the kitchen cabinets and the moldings, the hardwood flooring. The lower grades goes for pallet industry as well.
And where geographically are we talking? Is this mostly Wisconsin, around the country, or are you also exporting some of this?
Well, first off, Wisconsin is about 46% trees, something that a lot of people don't realize how much forest we have. But our product goes primarily into the United States manufacturing, but about 25% or so we export.
Now, we've got these new tariffs. They've been kind of all over the place, but the president says, okay, some new tariffs on lumber imported from other countries. Now, people might think, okay, you're producing lumber in the U.S. You might be worried about cheap lumber coming from overseas. What do you see, if anything, as the impact of these tariffs on lumber for your business?
So that's part of the confusion. When people hear the word lumber, they think, well, lumber, that's all wood products. The tariffs that you're referring to, I think, primarily are on softwood, which is the pine, the spruce, and the fir, and usually coming from Canada. That has very little effect on my industry. We're a hardwood industry.
And have you seen hardwood on the list of tariffs over this last, what has it been, 10 months or so?
Yeah, but not that we're, the United States is putting tariffs on hardwood lumber. It's the customers overseas who have tariffs from us that respond by putting tariffs on the hardwood lumber we try to sell them. So our exports are handicapped by the tariffs that other countries put on our product.
Okay, so these are those retaliatory tariffs we hear about. So another country that's been buying maybe your product says, well, we don't like the tariffs you have on our other products, we're going to get back at you by hitting, among other things, hardwood. Do I have that right?
Exactly. You do have it right.
Is that meaning that some of those foreign companies that are buying your hardwood have stopped or dialed back their orders? Has that had an impact?
It's had a huge impact on the hardwood industry. Well, for a while, China, which is a huge country and consumes a lot of wood from the United States, they had a tariff of 125% on our product. So that basically killed our business to China.
Part of what's been happening, I understand, is, you know, a tariff, whether it's the U.S. tariff or another country's tariff, went on today. Well, hold on. The product's already ordered. It might already be on a boat headed to its destination. How has this affected orders? Maybe they're already underway for you.
You're exactly right. We, back in April, had trade war back and forth, and the tariffs between the United States and China kept going up, up, up. And finally, our Chinese customer canceled three of those shipping containers we had already on the way full of our lumber to China. He said, cancel those containers. We ended up paying thousands of dollars to bring those containers back to our sawmill. It cost us way more to bring them back than if we had let them go continue to China. Huge cost to us.
People might say, okay, well, if those Chinese companies aren't buying that, 25% or so of your product, no problem. You'll find customers closer to home. Is it that easy to sub in when you lose those customers overseas?
So the United States in general, and Wisconsin in particular, are huge agriculture producers. We produce more grain, more soybean, and more wood than we consume. So we do always need to sell some of our product overseas simply because we produce so much. If we can't sell it overseas, that product has to stay here, and that kills the price.
Okay, so have you seen domestic prices go down because you, and I imagine lots of other lumber companies, can't sell it with those, 100-plus percent tariffs overseas?
Yes, demand is way down, prices are way down, and the consequences can be found by seeing all the sawmills and lumber companies go out of business. Hmm.
So how is business for you now? Are you at risk, or are you having to cut down production?
We have cut down production, and we are at risk. You can go through the news and find quite a few sawmills that have gone out of business. Some flooring mills have gone out of business. The wood market in general is very depressed.
Another part of the story, of course, is tariffs aren't the only thing going on here. Questions about housing construction and how that market is doing, I assume, affects, you know, the need for hardwood for flooring and for a lot of the furnishings that go along with the house. How is the construction market affecting your business?
We sure rely on new housing and remodeling, for that matter, for a good segment of our customers' business. People put in kitchen cabinets that can consume a lot of hardwood lumber, or new flooring that can consume a lot of hardwood lumber. So new housing is an important part for creating new business for us.
Now, you mentioned we export a hardwood from the United States. Is there, for softwood, I know we import a lot. Is there much hardwood importing that's competing with your business, maybe adding to this this glut on the market now?
No, not really. There is some beech that's imported, but I really don't see hardwood competing directly with the American products. A lot of the overseas wood that you think of has a different grain pattern than the traditional American hardwood does. It doesn't look the same.
Now, this tariff situation, obviously complicated, a lot of back and forth going on around the world. If the White House called up Larry Krieger and said, hey, what do you want to see for tariff policy? What would help your business? What would you tell him?
I think tariffs can be a great tool for foreign policy. I just think a more judicious application of them might be what's in order. To blanket tariff a country, you hit the good, the bad, and the indifferent with tariffs. I looked at what the Chinese like to do to us, and I say they like to segment our parts of our industry, like the soybeans. They stop buying U.S. soybeans, period. And they know that's because the soybean market has a lot of political clout. I think the United States should do the same thing to them. Find out what segments of their industries are important to the decision makers in whatever country it is, say China, then tariff those industries. Hit the tariffs on the people and on the industries that are important to those that make up the decisions, and leave the rest of the markets alone.
Larry, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for your time.
Larry Krieger is vice president and co-owner of Krieger Lumber in Valdres, Wisconsin. For another perspective on tariffs, we turn to Alan Curran, owner of Curran Cabinetry and Design. It's based in Madison. Alan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Give us, please, a taste, an overview of what Curran Cabinetry and Design makes.
Well, we are a kitchen and bath dealer, which means that we sell cabinetry for kitchens, baths. Actually, we get into all pieces of furniture as well. Everything from entertainment centers, mantels for fireplaces, bookcase units for libraries, to Murphy beds, things of that sort. So anything to do with cabinetry. All our cabinetry is made locally by the Amish. So we are affected by markets relatively quickly. Unlike factory-built cabinets, which usually have a contract that locks their price for a year or two in advance, where that is not a luxury that we have.
And Alan, the materials, I assume wood has got to be a key ingredient here. Where are they coming from to make these cabinets and other furniture?
The Amish cabinet shops buy their solid wood and plywood from a distributor in central Illinois, of all places.
And how much of that is imported?
Should be next to none of it. Mm-hmm. What might be part of the ingredients for making the plywood would be coming out of Canada for softwoods. But your face frames, your doors, things of that sort, that's all going to be hardwoods. So that's typically all domestic ones.
Got it. So given that a lot of that's domestic, those tariffs, the U.S. tariffs now on products coming in, do they have much of an impact on the work you're doing?
They have not had much of an impact price-wise. Mm-hmm. Demand has kind of moved things around a little bit. In March and April, which is usually our busiest time of the year, we were very slow. And that was about the time that the discussion of tariffs being enacted was strongly being considered. And since then, and currently, this is the time of the year that we tend to slow down, and we are very busy right now. So I think it's just a matter of the market shifted, and they may be pent-up demand, which is what's hitting us now. And I think what you'll also find is, people might be trying to stay ahead of price increases. I've seen it in other areas other than lumber, such as cabinet hardware, your handles and pulls that are the how you grab and open doors and drawers. We've seen price increases there from 15 to 35%. That was blamed on tariffs. We just received notice from the distributor of the hinges and drawer slides that we use, which is Bloom is the name brand. But they're having a price increase of between 15 and 30% as well.
When you get those price increases on those hinges and other key parts, I don't know, it seems like they'd be smaller parts of the overall product. Do those end up affecting the prices you have to charge to customers?
We try and limit our price increases to once a year. And so that is something we will need to go through at the beginning of the year and assess where we're at and compare it to our costs of the previous year and make what adjustments that are necessary to kind of keep an even keel as far as profits and things of that sort.
With this latest round of tariffs, one of the higher tariff targets are things like imported cabinets. I think things that might be competing with your products, the idea that, hey, some of this stuff produced overseas, super cheap, maybe cheaply constructed, and that might be hurting American businesses. Do you see an upside here that these tariffs could make your products more competitive with maybe a cheaper cabinet coming from overseas?
Well, we're members of the National Kitchen and Bath Association, and they have been fighting the low-cost cabinet imports from other countries, and primarily it's Vietnam, China, relatively Southeast Asia. And oddly enough, a lot of the wood product that goes into those cabinets are shipped from the United States to Southeast Asia, fabricated, finished, boxed, and then sent back to the United States. And still, it's at oftentimes a lower price point than what we're able to produce here in the United States.
So do you see tariffs maybe helping balance that equation?
That's the intent. We'll see whether it has the full effect that they're intending to have.
Right, because these are brand new. We won't really know the impact till down the line. As a member of that national organization, are your colleagues in this line of work optimistic that these new tariffs could alter that competitive balance a little bit?
There's been some adjustments in forecasts for anticipated sales down the road. It's been cut back 5 to 7% from previous years. But again, it's like so many things when it's dealing with tariffs, you really don't know what the full effect's going to be until after it's happened. And even at that point, it's sometimes down the road before the full effect takes place. So I a lot of people have the wait and see, which is difficult for forecasting sales and planning for the future, because you just don't know what the sales volume is going to be.
I wanted to ask about the labor side of things, but this is kind of unique. You're working with Amish producers. What do you have a pretty steady supply of people making these products?
The Amish shops do have some concerns when it comes to labor. The Amish prefer to work within their communities. So it's if the business is owned by the Amish, they tend to use Amish labor. That has some limits to it. When the demand goes up, they can't always keep up at a regular pace. So sometimes our lead times get pushed out. But as of today, they're able to keep up. And when the Amish move from one company, they tend to go to another Amish company. So the Amish, I found it to be very honest, very trustworthy, very cost-effective on the things that they do, because we're skipping some of the manufacturers' reps aren't involved in what we do. Marketing from the cabinet manufacturers is not present with our sales cycle and distribution cycle. So we do still have some of that savings over the factory-built cabinets.
How wide a range are your customers from? Are you mostly selling to local customers, statewide, or beyond?
We try to stay within Wisconsin, and that has to do with filling out sales tax, use tax, things of that sort. Our territory tends to be the southern half of Wisconsin. Granted, Dane County is probably the nucleus that most of our work is in, but we go into Milwaukee, down to Monroe, Janesville, down toward Mineral Point, Platteville, and then we start going north, Dells, Portage. Like I said, it's the bulk of it's Dane County, and some of that has to do with shipping charges. Some of it just has to do with what our marketing exposure is.
And finally, again, if the White House called you up and said, hey, what kind of trade policy would be good for your business, what would you tell them?
Consistency. These peaks and valleys are killing us.
How so?
Can't plan for the future. Don't know what to do with staffing. We just added another employee, kind of on the hope that things go well. It's when you're in business, I mean, one of your costs is going to be labor, and then you also have, you know, sales force, in our case, drafting, design staff. And if you don't know what to expect down the road, the cost of training labor is so high and takes so long, it's very difficult to plan for the future without knowing what the future holds.
Alan, thanks again for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Alan Curran is owner of Curran Cabinetry and Design, based in Madison. Earlier, we heard from Larry Krieger, co-owner and vice president of Krieger Lumber in Valders, been digging into the impact of tariffs on their businesses.